welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. Today, another in our Hoosier Hometown series of updates from some of our favorite places across the state. Okay, so imagine you're at this event one night in the middle of Richmond, Indiana.
Trinity, start the clock. Saul's up, gentlemen. We are officially
You're at Richmond's Meltdown Winter Ice Festival. Families come to this downtown plaza for the ice sculptures, to get warm by the fire, and to cheer on competitive chainsaw artists, turning 600-pound blocks of ice into works of art.
Already drawing the outline of a motorcycle, but he's got to take a lot of ice away if he's going to turn it into a sculpture.
It's a festival, but it's also something of a strategy in Richmond. We talked with Mayor Dave Snow.
It's a unique event in that in this time of year, it's hard to go out and find outdoor events in Indiana in late January because it's freezing cold. You know, the weather is terrible, but we found a way to capitalize on that. So we have blocks of ice, and we fly in master ice carvers from all over the country for this festival. So these guys are from as far away as Maine and Texas and out in California, and they all converge here for the week for this ice festival. And these are world-class ice carvers. A few of them have world championships. Several of them have national championships in ice carving. And we bring them all here to Richmond for this week and just put them to work. And they stand out all around our center city in our downtown and historic depot district, and they just carve ice. And it's just a wonderful festival. So then we have a whole Meltdown committee that surrounds all of that with events, from a chili cook-off to a pub crawl. And then the big event is on Friday and Saturday night of that week. We do the big Meltdown throwdown ice fights, and that's a lot of fun. That's when the carvers all take chainsaws and see who can carve the best sculpture in like 30 or 40 minutes, and the audience gets to decide the champion. And it's so much fun.
Looks like people really respond.
Oh, they do. You know, these guys are so masterful. They don't just do ice sculptures. They'll build a playground for the kids out of ice. So there are slides, there's a ping pong table, there's a giant tic-tac-toe, all out of ice. So it's memorable to kids, and it's something that, you know, when these kids grow up, they'll always talk about when they were kids, the awesome ice festival that they used to go to, and hopefully they'll be taking their kids to the ice festival.
It's important for cities to do things like this.
Yeah, it's very important. This is just one of the many things that makes living in Richmond a great, unique experience. You know, we're a two-time All-America city. We've been designated a stellar city back in 2013. We have a vibrant downtown and depot district, and we have a constant string of activities every season that just make this a fun place to live. We have a beautiful park system. We have a great event in the fall called the Pond Fire, where we actually put gondolas out on our pond at the park, light them on fire, and our orchestra plays in front of that fire on the pond. You know, that's something you don't find in every city. We have tremendous fitness activities that go on. We have a great series of 5K runs that happen in the city. We have just a lot of events centered around arts and culture and just the ambiance of the city. It's a lot of fun.
Is that part of a larger strategy? Mm. Mid-sized cities face a variety of issues, and talk about your strategy for dealing with those.
Sure. You know, I think one of the biggest challenges that face mayors and other elected officials in areas this size is everybody says, you know, we've hired you. Now start bringing in all the jobs, start bringing in the economy. And I'm of the mindset that we'll do a lot better to focus on business retention and expansion, infrastructure development, and population growth, and getting that population educated as a ready workforce. And so my focus is to make sure that our center of our city, our downtown and our depot district, are healthy business-wise. And if you drive through, you can see it. We'll get a lot more wins out of making sure that these businesses can grow and thrive, because they'll expand. And then by doing that, making sure that our roads are up to date, our infrastructure is sturdy, and then drawing a population by doing things like having Meltdown Ice Festivals and green space in the center of our city and planning for amenities and culture that draw people to live here. And so by doing that, those metrics, those measurable metrics, that's what will bring more economy to our city.
The idea is to make it a good place to live, to make it an
Absolutely.
Attractive place to live.
Absolutely. And that's what we focus on a lot here is my motto here in the city has been, let's make it a great day in Richmond. So I have all of my department heads that really represent the executive board of the city. And our goal every day is, what can we do to make it a great day in Richmond for the people to live here? How can we leverage our resources to do that every day? So that's what we aim to do. And that's really our motto here. Even when we answer the phones all over City Hall, we say, it's a great day in Richmond. What can we do to help you today? And so by making sure we have adequate, clean parks that are ready for our community, a strong infrastructure, and adequate city services, then it's a great place to live. And then take all of those metrics and build a better economy from it.
We're used to seeing cities that have been hollowed out with business and people having moved out. You have a core commercial district downtown that looks different than what you see elsewhere.
That's right, because we've really put a lot of focus and emphasis on making sure that we cut as much red tape as we can at City Hall to help our local businesses grow. You know, we always hear those statistics that money spent locally has 7 times the impact in a community. So we take that really serious here and make sure that our downtown and our depot district really represents the core of our locally owned business. And so we always want to make sure that we have adequate building space, adequate city services, and we're cutting as many obstacles as we can here to let them thrive and grow, because that's really important to the health of our city. And honestly, anybody that's going to gauge the health of this city will use the center of the city as sort of the litmus test. That's where they'll come through and say, we can tell how healthy this whole city is by how healthy this downtown is. And so we want it to thrive and be colorful and lights and decorations in the windows. And I think we're doing a good job of it, but there's still room to grow. And we're still pushing harder for that.
It looks like parks and trails have been part of your strategy.
Absolutely. And linking parks and trails to our center city again, because we're a stellar city, we have a complete streets project coming in later this year where we're going to really link the entire downtown area with dedicated pedestrian and bicycle lanes. And then my goal is to put linkable paths from our west side to our center city to our east side to really connect our city through parks, trails, bicycle paths, walking paths, so that you can navigate the city how you choose to do it. I mean, God bless Henry Ford. He changed the world in the United States with the automobile, but some of our cities are a little too car friendly these days, and they need to be a little more people friendly. And so we're putting more of a focus on that, because if we're going to bring millennials here to live, it needs to be people friendly and not just car friendly.
There's some kind of civic energy I'm picking up here of, I mean, you can't do all this without really committed people on who are helping drive all this. Mm-hmm. You've got that here.
I have an excellent team that surrounds me every day, and some of them are really well established at private-public partnerships. And so through their really aggressive nature of attacking their work every day and then pursuing partnerships even outside of City Hall and outside of public government, we're able to leverage that and get a lot done, which we've done in this past year. It's been a really good year.
Richmond Mayor Dave Snow. We're spending some time in the city on our occasional Who's Your Hometowns series about great Indiana places.
I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
When you drive into Richmond, what do you see that you might not see in other places?
Well, I think the things that separate us are, I'm very passionate about our arts and our culture. You know, Richmond has a beautiful art museum. We have a vibrant and beautiful civic theater. We have a symphony orchestra. We have a community orchestra. We have 2 educationally run museums, historical museums. So you can go to the Wayne County Historical Museum. You can go to the Earlham College Joseph Moore Museum. There's a lot of culture that you can take in while you're here. And we have a tremendous history of recorded jazz and many, many other things. Many people don't know this. The first film shown on a moving projector was in our downtown. And a lot of people don't know that. So you can come to Richmond to get this tremendous education about our history. And we preserve our history so you can still see it and live it and then be a part of like what we're doing to move forward. We have Indiana's highest voted family-owned toy store here in town. We have a family-owned bakery downtown that's amazing. We just have all these things that you'll just keep finding while you're here that make it special to be here.
Can you tell a little story about a reaction that you've gotten from someone at some time and it made you think, hey, we're on the right track. This is what I was hoping to hear.
Yeah, I hear things like that from people who will come to me and say, I was out of town visiting family and friends, and they said, Our city does this really cool thing where they put on a play in the park, and they'll say, and I told them, well, guess what we do in our park? You know, we have a fire on the pond and an orchestra, and they say, you have that? You know, it's when people tell me things like that that I know we're on the right track, because we're providing a unique experience that makes it special to live here. And that's what we should be doing. And that makes me happy when I hear those stories.
So education and healthcare driving
some of your business. And I think that's become a common theme across not only the state but the country, where your hospital is the driving workforce of the community.
Many smaller cities find it difficult to keep young people, including college students, who often decide to move elsewhere for opportunity after they graduate.
That's a really great topic. I actually go out and speak to the new student orientation and tell these students that while they're here, you know, don't just be here while you're here in school, but vision for how you can build the life that you want to have here in this city and come talk to me. So let's shape this city together. I want them to feel invested while they're here. And so we have tremendous educational opportunities here. You know, we have an Indiana University campus, we have an Ivy Tech campus, we have Earlham, we have Bethany Seminary, we have a Purdue Polytechnics campus here. So we have tremendous educational opportunities. And then we have our Center City Innovation Center, and so they can use that as a share space. We have the small business development in that office as well. So if they have those ideas of how they want to kind of build their life here and open their small business, we can hook them up with the small business development and get them started in investing and staying here.
It sounds like part of your mission is to make this a fertile place for younger people and others to innovate and create new opportunities.
Right. So talking at it from several different sides, we have a low cost of real estate, we have low taxes here, we have a low cost of doing business, and then when I was talking about the business development, that's the ISBDC that works out of our Center City office. And so when you sort of add all those together, you can come here and enjoy a low cost of living, a tremendous education, and then a low cost of doing business with support from the ISBDC, all here within this city, within the center of the city. And we have residential available in our downtown. So you can live, work, and be an entrepreneur all within the heart of this city, which is a tremendous opportunity. Not many cities can offer that.
A downtown Richmond landmark is Veach's Toy Station, filled with practically every kind of game and toy you can think of, and plenty that I couldn't. Sherry Veach and her husband John own the business. His grandfather started it in 1938.
I don't think until you do it and you're in it and you're living it, do you understand that you really, as an entrepreneur, you really are sweeping the floors and making the big decisions, the big hard decisions, and everything in between.
Talk a little bit about Richmond's downtown. If you're describing how things are going here to a cousin in another town or something like that.
Well, I think it's like a lot of other Indiana town downtowns. It's historic, but it's also alive and growing. There's a lot of things that are changing, and I think we're on the cusp of another spurt of growth, because there's a lot of interest in going back to downtowns and kind of maybe old-fashioned ways of doing things with folks owning a business and maybe living above. So the needs will be changing as more people do this kind of thing and more awareness comes to that kind of living and shopping.
What are some of the things that make Richmond different in your view?
So we have some anchor stores. We have Elder Beerman. Veach's has been here for 78 years. And then we have lots of new little pop-up, specialty stores that have opened. We have some unique places that make homemade food. And we have some unique situations like IU East. The Eastern branch of Indiana University has some of their art classes and an art gallery down here. We have Reed Hospital, big health network in this area, has brought one of their departments to work downtown. So there's more folks downtown, and the more that's downtown, the more services you need.
So the recipe for success that we've heard in communities is that people have to work together, the city government, the council, merchants.
I think there is some of that. There are certainly people who truly believe that the downtown is the heart of the city. And so if you believe that, then you have to work to keep the heart healthy.
As you look around, there are some hopeful signs, and you've been here for a long time. Would you say things have changed? And if so, how?
There's some new excitement building. There's also some of the old-fashioned. There's still some stores down here that have been here a very long time and are still in the original families, like us. So there's a blend. And although I think things are cyclical to some degree, like I mentioned, stores with the owners living above, that's an old-fashioned way of doing things, and that's coming back around. So it's a new look of, and it's a blend, I think, of old-fashioned and new.
Sherry Veach, who owns Veach's Toy Station in downtown Richmond with her husband, John Veach. The store has been there since 1938 and is a regional landmark. Coming up, the new Richmond taking shape in the city's historic Depot District.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
If you haven't been to Richmond, Indiana for a while, it's worth the trip. There's Veach's Toy Station for an amazing shopping experience, and the historic Depot District has Firehouse Barbecue and Blues, remodeled from an old industrial building by two, of course, firefighters. Then there's Roscoe's Coffee Bar and Tap Room, started as kind of a community gathering place by Mike and Terry Weedow. On a Friday afternoon happy hour, it's a busy place. It's a former factory, still with its bare brick walls. Local artists hang their paintings on the wall. The employees act like they own the place, in a good sense, of taking care of something special. Mike is an electrical engineer who does this on the side.
It actually started in 2009. My wife and I were on a trip out in Utah at Bryce Canyon, and we hurried up to see the sunset. Almost knocking people over, it felt like. We weren't really knocking people over, but it felt like it. We got up to the top and looked at this beautiful sunset, and she said, we really just ignored one of the most important things on the way up here, and that was people. And it was almost you felt guilty about like having disregarded all these folks on the way up, and it just kind of planted something in us that day that we wanted to do something to bring people together. And to just, you know, build community where we live. And that's where it started, was in Utah, of all places. And so that's what started Roscoe's. We didn't know what it was going to look like. We had no idea. And we don't have any restaurant experience. You know, it was something that was completely foreign to us. But here we go. Let's give this thing a whirl. And so it was where it was about coffee, and it was about craft beer, and it was about some food. It was more about community. It was more about trying to build something that brought people together.
Talk about what's Richmond like and how does this fit into that?
I have felt, and I grew up here, moved away, and have come back, and I felt like Richmond, until recently, just didn't believe in itself. And there seems to be a nice little movement here of like, you know what? Richmond's got a lot of really great things going on. And so, and with like Dave Snow, our mayor, he's a great cheerleader for the community. And I think we're starting to really believe in ourselves a little bit. We are starting to grow up and realize that there's such a great potential here, whereas before I don't think that there was a great belief in who we were. And I grew up, you know, I've lived in and around the area most of my life. You know, grew up here back in those 70s when we had the Rose Festival and all the great stuff going on. And it just seemed like it was a dry time. And I'm not sure exactly why, and it doesn't really matter. But now I feel like there's a coming of age, a belief in what's going on here, and that, you know, Richmond's got some great things to offer.
What is going on here? I mean, there's a vibrancy in downtown.
I think so. I think that people are starting to see that you don't have to go elsewhere to get maybe entertained or have community or to find something else. It's here, and if it's not here yet, it's coming, and I think that's part of it. It's just realizing that I don't have to go elsewhere. And while I like to travel as well as anyone, there's a lot of great things going on here because I think there's a lot of people that are just stepping up and realizing that hey, this is pretty great.
So. I'm guessing, as a engineer, you could live in a lot of places. You have a choice of places.
Sure, absolutely.
Why Richmond?
I think part of it is roots, certainly family. There's probably a little bit of a simplicity in a smaller community, so I do appreciate that. I know my neighbors. I know especially here now that I've gotten to know so many people, it's the simplicity of things, and that's not a bad thing. You know, I think some people think of, well, simplicity is bad. Well, I look at it as a positive. I know my neighbors, and you know, that's what we wanted to cultivate is the idea that we can care about one another. It's something I feel like is missing in the world so much today. I can get to know my neighbors, and when they hurt, I hurt. When they celebrate, I celebrate. Those are great things, and that's why we like this community, probably because we grew up here, but it means a little more to us.
What about the part of town where you are? Can you describe this area that Roscoe's is in?
Yeah, I think that if you would ask anyone 20 years ago, 30 years ago, probably not an ideal place to hang out. But now, I mean, I live right upstairs. I feel perfectly safe, whereas 30 years ago you might not have felt that way. But it's an eclectic little group of little shops and restaurants. Pretty cool little stuff going on. But it's a nice arts community. It's a place where it seems like everybody knows the Depot District. That's where we go to hang out.
Do you sense that there is a nucleus here that's like attracting? Are there going to be more mics?
Oh, I think so. I think that we will emulate those things that we appreciate or see in other people at times. But then there's also that can-do spirit. You know, taking risks and you know, doing something maybe out of your comfort zone. This was completely out of our comfort zone. We'll share with anybody that this is not, you know, not an area that we had any kind of experience in, but it's that risk-taking idea that, was it going to succeed? I hope so, you know, but we don't know what we're doing, but we did know what we wanted to do, and that's really what it was about. It kept focus on that. You know, we have people, a lot of people come in and they'll want to know, you know, how did you start your business? What does it take? And sometimes I'll say, you know, we're not the perfect model for this. You know, we're flying by the seat of our pants sometimes, and I don't know, having a little fun with it while on the way.
There was a room that was filled with love. It was a love that I was proud of. This is a life, but a life that he planned on the love, the same old love in the house that Jack did.
Mike Wiedow, he and his wife Terry are part owners of Roscoe's Coffee Bar and Tap Room in the historic Depot District of Richmond. The city is one of the stops on our Who's Your Hometowns tour of interesting Indiana places. It's fun to get away on a weekend trip to some place you haven't been for a while. If you like doing that, check out Richmond's Art Museum, Downtown, Depot District. You might be surprised if you haven't been there for a while. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, Debbie Webb, Alicia Franklin, and Elena McKenzie. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.